Professor Stieglitz, Columbia University. We're here in Delhi at the fourth OECD World Forum to discuss measuring well-being. Can you tell me why you think that's so important?
Well, what we measure affects what we do, and if we measure the wrong thing, we'll do the wrong thing. There's a broad consensus that GDP is not a good measure of societal success, that we need to look at alternative measures, in some cases complementary measures, that give us a better assessment of how well our society and our economy is doing.
Okay, and this is the fourth OECD World Forum, the third in Busan. This was just the beginning of an idea. What's your assessment of the progress that's been made on measuring well-being since the last OECD World Forum?
I think there's been enormous progress. The idea has been taken up by large numbers of countries, civil societies, and many parts of the world. And there's also within several of the countries significant progress in developing indicators, in promoting public dialogue on the meaning of well-being, of social progress, critiques of existing measures. In fact, I think the progress since Busan 3 years ago has been significant.
Okay, and in your speech this morning, you talked about the importance of recognizing needs to address inequality in our societies. What steps do you think need to be taken to address inequality?
Well, inequality is one aspect in which the traditional focus of GDP per capita is particularly misguided, because GDP per capita could be going up and most members of society could be worse off. But I'm also concerned that the very nature of our society can be affected by the nature of inequality, extremes of inequality at the top, heavy levels of extremes of poverty at the bottom. So as we think about what kind of society we want, the nature of inequality itself becomes extraordinarily important. Inequality affects, in turn, many of the other variables about which we are concerned. The poor often are confronted with adverse environments, lack of access to health, and the discussions in this meeting have emphasized the role, for instance, of health or education, environment, in well-being. The question is, how is access to those variables, to health, education, affected by inequality in our society? Some societies have done a lot better than others.
Professor Stieglitz, thank you very much.
Thank you.